Small LLMs find real-world utility. Microsoft's Phi-3 Mini and other small language models are finding their way into practical home and professional workflows. Users are deploying these compact models for tasks such as categorizing personal notes in tools like Obsidian and automating documentation for home servers, highlighting their ability to save time and effort compared to manual processes. The main appeal: these models run efficiently on modest hardware, making them accessible beyond cloud giants and research labs. Beyond note-taking and documentation, small models like Phi-3 Mini are being tested for more demanding agent roles, where the LLM must autonomously execute tasks and make decisions. Community feedback suggests that, while these models can handle structured, well-defined routines, their reliability in complex, open-ended autonomous scenarios still lags behind larger LLMs. The trade-off is clear. Smaller models bring privacy and cost benefits, but may require tighter guardrails and simpler workflows to deliver robust results. The experimentation doesn't end at text. For example, users report that models like Qwen3 and Phi-4 Reasoning Plus excel at generating free plain XML mind maps in a single prompt, demonstrating that even mid-sized, local models can tackle structured data creation, a task often reserved for much larger cloud-hosted LLMs. The pace of improvement in these compact models suggests their role in local, privacy-friendly automation will only grow. Open-source LLM infrastructure evolves. The ecosystem supporting local and hybrid LLM deployments is rapidly expanding. Notably, Hazy Research's Secure Minions project enables private collaboration between Llama, a popular local LLM runner, and Frontier Models, allowing users to orchestrate workflows that combine privacy-preserving local inference with the power of cutting-edge remote models. This approach aims to balance data sovereignty with access to state-of-the-art AI capabilities. Shared memory solutions like MemX offer another leap forward for agentic architectures. MemX acts as a real-time, schema-validated, access-controlled memory layer for LLM agents, enabling multiple agents to collaborate by reading and writing to a common whiteboard without rigid pipelines. Features like PubSub, per-key schema enforcement, and API key-based access controls make it a flexible backbone for multi-agent systems. This is a marked shift from earlier, more brittle agent frameworks that relied on passing serialized messages or predefined task chains. Meanwhile, new proxy server frameworks like Arch are pushing for seamless, language-agnostic agent deployment. The latest release adds support for the Claude family of LLMs and introduces bidirectional traffic handling, JSON content types, and robust observability. Built on top of Envoy, Arch focuses on agent routing, tool invocation, and enforcing safety guardrails, making it easier for developers to build, monitor, and scale LLM-powered agents across heterogeneous environments. Privacy, security, and model context protocols. As LLM deployment options proliferate, privacy and data control remain hot-button issues. A recurring concern: using local LLMs via third-party APIs such as OpenRouter can inadvertently undermine privacy, since data leaves the user's environment for remote processing. The main advantage of local models, keeping data on-premises, can be lost if the API endpoint is not truly local, highlighting the need for transparency in deployment architectures. In parallel, Google's Gemini CLI MCP agent has been released, providing an open-source, command-line interface for interacting with Gemini models using the Model Context Protocol, MCP. MCP is designed to standardize how context and memory are managed across model sessions, ensuring consistent, secure interactions. As more LLM agents adopt MCP, expect improved interoperability and better privacy guarantees, provided deployments are truly local or end-to-end encrypted. On the security front, the Baldhead framework streamlines Active Directory AD red teaming. By automating enumeration and exploitation of AD misconfigurations and integrating tools like Impacket and Certify, Baldhead lowers the bar for executing advanced post-exploitation techniques, including DC-sync and silver ticket attacks. This raises the stakes for defenders, who must now assume attackers can automate complex AD attacks with minimal manual effort. AI for coding, automation, and developer tools. Automating the evaluation of AI coding assistants is gaining traction. Open source tooling now allows developers to automatically benchmark LLM-powered code completion, and review tools with every Git commit. This continuous evaluation loop enables teams to track real-world performance and regression of coding assistance, moving beyond synthetic benchmarks to developer-centric metrics. The intersection of AI and system administration is also maturing. The NixEye project integrates AI-powered privacy-first assistance into the NixOS ecosystem, supporting 24-plus specialized commands for automation, troubleshooting, and configuration directly from the terminal. Features like real-time output, advanced diagnostics, and package analysis are tightly woven into a unified TUI, with support for multiple AI providers, including GitHub Copilot, Llama, and OpenAI, while prioritizing user privacy and transparency. Rust compiler errors provide a case study in developer experience evolution. A recent retrospective visualizes how Rust's error messages have become more informative, colorful, and actionable since version 1.0. Improvements like numerical error codes, Rust-C explain, and error span highlighting reflect a broader trend. Developer tooling is increasingly focused on clarity, guidance, and reducing friction, often borrowing lessons from AI assistant UX. Meanwhile, on macOS, utilities like Click to Minimize address long-standing pain points by allowing users to minimize and restore windows with a single dock click, demonstrating that even small UX tweaks, when well executed, can significantly improve productivity for power users. New models and research, efficiency and scaling laws. Recent releases in the open model space are redefining what's possible for lightweight, efficient AI. Google's Gemma 3N line, notably the 4B parameter variant, is optimized for low-resource devices, supporting up to 32,000 tokens of context and multimodal input, while remaining fast and cost-effective to fine-tune. Unsloth's dynamic quantization further shrinks memory requirements, making state-of-the-art models accessible on consumer hardware. In the encoder space, Neobert stands out. Pre-trained from scratch on the refined web dataset and boasting just 250 MIM parameters, Neobert achieves state-of-the-art results on the MTB benchmark, outperforming much larger models like BERT Large and Roberta Large. Its efficient architecture, optimal depth-to-width ratio, RoPP positional embeddings, flash attention, and extended 4,096 token context make it a strong candidate for plug-and-play text representation in real-world pipelines. On the foundational research front, a new paper introduces reinforcement pre-training, RPT, a paradigm that reframes next token prediction as a reinforcement learning, RL, task, where models receive verifiable rewards for accurately predicting the next token. RPT enables large-scale, general-purpose RL on vast text corpora, potentially leading to stronger pre-trained foundations for subsequent fine-tuning. Notably, scaling curves indicate that increased training compute consistently boosts next token prediction accuracy, suggesting RPT may become a new backbone for LLM pre-training. 3D generation and multimodal AI advances. Tencent's Hunyuan 3D 2.1 represents a milestone in open-source 3D asset generation. For the first time, both full model weights and training code are released, enabling the community to fine-tune and extend the model for diverse downstream applications. The system's shift from RGB-based textures to physically-based rendering, PBR, pipelines allows for photorealistic material simulation, including realistic metallic reflections and subsurface scattering. Quantitative benchmarks show Hunyuan 3D 2.1 surpasses both open and closed alternatives in texture quality and condition following. The technical requirements are non-trivial, 10 gigabit VRAM for shape generation, 21 gigabytes for textures, but support for Mac, Windows, and Linux broadens accessibility. This level of openness and fidelity could accelerate both academic research and industrial 3D content pipelines. On the OCR front, practitioners are exploring how to combine optical character recognition with LLMs for automated document processing. While cloud APIs like AWS Bedrock and Claude offer convenience, there's growing interest in self-hosted solutions for privacy and cost reasons, though running models at scale, e.g., 300 documents per day on cloud VMs, may not always be cheaper than using third-party APIs. The decision remains context-dependent, balancing operational cost, privacy, and ease of integration. Speech recognition projects highlight the challenges of building models from scratch versus using pre-trained solutions like Whisper or WAV2Vec. For university projects with limited ML experience and tight timelines, starting from existing architectures, e.g., LSTM for audio, is possible, but achieving robust multilingual transcription is non-trivial without significant data and engineering. The dominance of transformer-based approaches in modern speech-to-text underscores the rapid pace of progress and the high bar for newcomers. Security exploits and critical infrastructure. The 2019 breach of the SEC's EDGAR system remains a cautionary tale for critical infrastructure security. Although the agency pinned the hack on a handful of day traders, deeper investigation reveals systemic vulnerabilities. Hackers infiltrated the world's largest corporate filings database and monetized inside information on a global scale. Disturbingly, at least one attacker claims EDGAR is still a soft target, raising questions about the resilience of financial regulatory systems in the face of persistent, sophisticated cyber threats. In parallel, advances in experimental physics continue apace. The Cupid MO project leverages $100 MO-enriched Li-2 MO-04 scintillating bolometers to search for neutrinoless double beta decay, a process that, if observed, could confirm the Majorana nature of neutrinos and reshape our understanding of fundamental physics. The technology demonstrates exceptional energy resolution and radio purity, though sensitivity is currently limited by detector exposure. As next-generation experiments scale up, the intersection of material science, cryogenics, and data analysis remains vital.